moving on today in Shmir Shabbos Gilchus Perek Tes. We're up to Halacha Yudalid. We're dealing with opening package. In general, today we are going to talk about more of the Isurim of Kshira and Matir, of tying and untying things that are tied in terms of opening packages. And perhaps we will get time at the end to get to opening bottle tops if we have time. So here we go, Yudalid. Asur lilafet chuchot habarzel. This is based on a diak in the Rambam. He holds you're not allowed to twist tie. Take a twist tie and untwist tie and twist tie it on Shabbos. If you have like those plastic bags that you twist tie to keep it fresh, it'll be asur to do and undo on Shabbos. Just hold on to the end of the lacha because we'll get to some details. Osir plastic or one of those plastic things seals that seal up the bags also b'shulei asakit at the end of the sakit. Also, to open one of these types of twist ties is also going to be asur. If you have a bag that has this type of twist tie, atov biyoter lishtad leshachar the sakit b'li latir l'natein take at the chud. The best thing to do is to try and slip out the bag, to pull the bag out of the twist tie in a way that you don't have to undo the twist tie. If it's a little bit loose, you'll be able to pull out the plastic from the twist tie. That would be the best way of undoing it, because you're not undoing the twist tie, which is doma to matir over here, according to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. If you're unable to do this, you're unable to take out the chut without, I'm going to take this twist tie, like this twist tie is very strongly attached, then one would be allowed to be matir the lipuf. If he can't be matter, he can't untwist it, he can even cut it off. Even with a knife or with the scissors. Who should not go derech kikulo, as long as he cuts it. Derech kikulo, that he's destroying this tie altogether. Ba'ula. Derech lilafik chut abarzel zeh. Oseret plastik zeh. Ula ashiro kach rak lizman mugbal bilvad. But if the whole point of this twist tie is he untwists it and twists it very often, only for a short period of time, v'hainu, liyom echad, it's usually done for a 24-hour period or less, o b'dievet toch shivayama, or you have what to rely on, if it's within 7 days, v'toch zman zeh wasri liyapatech, you always open it within, v'chatchila 24 hours, b'dievet, within 7 days, k'mo sakit nailan shemachil lechem ochala prusa, like is the minhag when we have a bag of sliced bread. We have a sliced bread. Usually you open within every 24 hours. You make a sandwich, you close it up, and you open it again. In that case, mutter l'lafa v'af l'shuv l'potcho. In that case, you could twist tie it, and you could untwist tie it, and it would not be a problem of kosher matter. Since it's only made for a short period of time, we don't have the problem. You should know this is the sheet of the Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that twist ties are a problem of kosher matter. Rav Moshe disagrees. He holds it does not. But over here, the Shmir Shabbos is passing lechumer. Therefore, lechatchila, one should stay away from twist ties on Shabbos unless it's made to twist and untwist within 24 hours. Bakbuki b'mashke shemechase shlam melufa b'toch barzel. You have some type of drink that has some type of twist that is holding down the bottle cap. You have this, I think, some by wine bottles. It has something twisting that will hold down strongly the wine bottle. Roy liftoch lipuv zev kodem Shabbos. You should open this up before Shabbos. Ulesogra belivu kalat sheishimash. And you want to reclose it, you should do it in a very loosely fit. Shachach v'lo hichim liftei Shabbos. Mutlach tochot lipu b'Shabbos. If you forgot to do it before Shabbos, you can cut it off on Shabbos itself. Not so sure how many things like this we have anymore on Shabbos. Now, champagne. Now, what about tying a plastic bag? Taking the two sides of the plastic bag, or the handles, and tying that together. So says the Shmir Shabbos, Kilchus Tetzvav, v'chein sak o kufsa. If you have a bag or a box, asher chut kashur svivam, which has some type of string that goes around it. Oh, ochel sharuz b'niyar, v'afisa kashur b'chut amsar. We'll get to that like, over there later on. That case I was talking about. This is a different case. This is like the bakery box. You have the bakery box with the tie that ties up the bakery box with the cake or the cookies inside. What would be the case? What would it be then? If you didn't take off the chud on Erev Shabbos, and it's impossible to take it off without undoing the knot of the string. Kigon shachud mehudak heitiv, like it's on tightly. If you're going to slip it off, best is to slip off the string. But if it's tied tightly and you can't do that, motor latiro, you could untie the box. You can untie the string. V'miyash latiro, if you can't untie it, motor lanate get the chud. You could cut the string, afila basakin, even with a knife. Once again, if you do it in a kilkul way, that it's not made to tie, to use the string again, you're destroying the string and throwing it in the garbage, then it's going to be absolutely permissible to do. Tetzayin. If you have dry figs, and these dry figs are stringed, you put them on a string, and they're stringed right now. Shacharuzas al chut. They're put onto a string. You should undo the knot that holds the figs on the string. If you can't undo the knot, then you could cut the string and then take the figs off, even with a knife. Once again, to cut a string on Shabbos is really not a problem if it was tied onto something. On Shabbos, to undo that string or by cutting it, that is in general going to be mutter to do on Shabbos. Yudzai. Aser likshor kesher. This is the plastic bag. It is aser to make a knot. Afilu kesher yachid. Even a single knot. Bishulayim shel sakit. With the ends of a plastic bag. Asuyim mibad o michomer plasti. That is made out of some type of material or plastic. Af shah kesher nasa begufa sakit. Even though the handles or the kesher that you're making out of it is made from the sakit itself. Even without any string. So you see over here, it's also to tie a plastic bag. What is there a plastic bag in the room? There's no plastic bag in the room. But basically, this is not exactly how it seems. It's not talking about where you take the two sides of the plastic bag and you go underneath it once and pull. That, what we do many times with our bag of challahs or bag of whatever the Shabbos, that is completely permissible to do. That's nothing. That's not even considered a single knot. A single knot is like...
Do it again.
No, that would be a double knot. The single knot would be when you take it one time around and you tuck it in with each other and you make and you pull. That is a single knot. That is absolutely aser to go ahead and do on Shabbos. To put the two sides over each other and just pull, that comes undone very easily. That is not even considered a knot. And if you take the two heads and you pull it around and you stick it underneath and you pull,
like a slip knot,
right. If you just take, like when you do the first stage of tying one shoe, you just put them over there and you put it under, you just pull, that is nothing. That is not considered a knot at all, and that is permissible to do on Shabbos. Right, if you put a neva on top, that would be awesome. V'chein, also lahatir kesher zeh, if you have some type of knot, where it's this tight knot where you did and you pulled, and now you have a nice thick knot over there, it is also to undo on Shabbos, and therefore what would you have to do? Eliyesh likroat asakit der kikulo. The only way to get to the challahs or the cookies or whatever that sells inside the bag is you would have to rip open the bag in a place where there's no letters. And that is halacha lemaisa. If you have a bag on Shabbos that has a double knot or any tight knot in it on Shabbos, you can't undo that knot of the plastic bag on Shabbos. The only way of opening it, you would have to open up by tearing the bag open derech kilkulo. Okay? If it is just tied, it was like I said before, that first stage of tying a shoe, like with the two sides of the plastic bag, that is mutter to open up on Shabbos. Yud Ches. Aser liftoach l'rishona et michsei hapach mibakpuk asherim pitacho hofeich hamichsei l'kli roi l'shimush kepekak habarga. This is bottle caps. If you have a bottle cap, it is aser to open up for the first time the bottle tap on top of a bakpuk asherim psichaso hofich amichsa lekli, which by opening up, you are turning the bottle cap into a kli. That's my words I'm using very carefully, because this is where people don't really understand. What is exactly the problem with opening up bottles on Shabbos? It's not that what people think is that when you open up the bottle, the whole bottle turns into a kli. That is incorrect, because the bottle is a kli from beforehand. It was always a kli. Okay? The problem is, a little ironically, is not you're turning the bottle into a kli, you are turning the cap into a kli. When the cap is put on, at least by metal caps, which is described right now, is you have that neck of the cap, which the twist is connected to the bottle cap, and is smashed directly onto the bottle cap. It's a piece of metal. It's basically a flat piece of metal they put on top of the bottle, and then a machine comes and presses the cap down onto the bottom. And when it does that, it never had the status of a kli. Only time it turned the status, it was already connected to the bottle, and it's not used, it's not a functional kli right now. And therefore, since it's never had a status of a kli, according to the Shmir Shabbos, which is the psak of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, when you open up that bottle top, you are now turning it into a kli. And that's the problem to do on Shabbos, by turning it into something a kli, you are creating a kli on Shabbos. Kigon michsa matzui al gabi bakpuke yain, just like what's normally on the wine bottle top is the metal cap, you are turning that metal cap into a kli by opening up. Okay? That is the shita of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. You should know, Rav Avadya disagreed with this. Rav Avadya held that the kli, the top of the kli, already had a status of a kli from beforehand. Once they put it down at the bottle, even though it's connected to the bottle, nevertheless, if you would turn it over, it would hold the wine also. And therefore, the cap already has the status of a kli, and therefore, if you open it up, you are not creating a kli on Shabbos. Okay? But over here, according to the Shmir Shabbos, it is absolutely ulcer to go ahead and open up that bottle cap. Therefore, what should you do? Aval mutter linkov bezret sakino afilu patish o masmer et hamichza zeh. What you can do is you can poke a hole in the top of the bottle cap. Im ein alav otiot o tziurim shid kalkulo yide anikov. If you're not going to break through letters or pictures by poking a hole in the top of the bottle cap. V'ra'al el si'if yud gimel. So that's the eighth over here by the Shmir Shabbos, is that you could poke a hole in the top. Why is that going to help? Because if it's not a kli right now, and then I go ahead and poke a hole in it, by the time I open up the cap afterwards, it's not a functional kli, because a kli has to hold something. It can't hold anything. The wine would go right through the top, and therefore it never became a kli. That's why by poking a hole in the top is going to help. Ironically, according to Rav Avadya, it's exactly the opposite. Because exactly, Rav Avadya, but by poking a hole in the top, is going to make it worse. Because before it is already a kli, and therefore if I poke a hole in it, that would be stiras kli. I'm destroying a kli on Shabbos, and therefore I'm not destroying. They would have to poke a hole. They would have to poke a hole. That is the difference between Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Avadya. According to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you have to poke a hole in order to open it. According to Rav Avadya, you cannot poke a hole in order to open it. That is the makos between Rav Avadya and Rosh Shlomo Zalman.
How does an Ashkenazi get a smarter to do it?
That's what we're going to get to. Hold on. Well, maybe we'll get to, I don't know, today. But I believe there are other eitzes that might be mentioned over here in the Haras. Another eitz is, like we saw by creating a kli, if it's going to create, if you're showing that it's a kli ra'ua, and you're going to throw it out right away, like we saw by the milk bag, and we saw by other things that you enter the kind, you throw it out right away. So if you take the bottle cap, you open it up, and right away throw it in the garbage, so then perhaps that is also a valid heter also. Other people have another heter based on the Gemara and Sukkah, that if you have other bottle caps, if you have other bottle caps in the house that is opened already, then that you could say is a psikration de lo nichale. He doesn't really need this bottle cap. He has other bottle caps anyways, and it could be a psikration de lo nichale where we would not really have such a problem. Most poskim would not rely on that directly in this case. But poking a hole in the corner of Shlomo Zalman is a permissible method to go ahead and do. Okay, in the famous story they say, but Rav Nevensol went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's house for Shabbos Sheva Brachos of Rav Nevensol's grandson and Rav Chaim Kanievsky's granddaughter. Shaul Shudas came and there was no open bottles of wine. So supposedly corner of Nevensol, you could go ahead and open it up. Rav Chaim Kanievsky held that you can't even poke a hole in it, would not work. So they ended up using some other type of mashke for the benching. They didn't want to go ahead and rely on this issue. But Rav Nevensol held his motor because he held like his Rebbe for Shlomo Zalman to go ahead and open up the bottle caps. Then he says like this. Then the Shmir Shabbos goes on like this. Uvavachi set the neck of gadol. You have to at least make a big hole. Acha michsa liya od roi lishimish b'toras michsa. So long, it's got to be big enough that you would not be able to use this as a covering anymore. And that's how big the hole has to be. However, pekakav ragas suimi plastic. But if you have a plastic bottle top, So the famous Shita Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Hasher Kodem Chibura LeBakbuk Haitalo Tzuras Pekak Mushlam, which Rosh Shlomo Zalman held in Mitzias. And he was Mavari, the Mitzias is the way they make the metal caps. And the way they make the plastic caps are different. The way they make the metal caps, you just have a sheet of metal that is pressed onto the bottle, therefore it never had a shame kli beforehand, as opposed to a plastic bottle cap, which had this tzura of a kli from before it was placed on the bottle, and then it's just hammered down onto the bottle. So since it had a status of a kli from beforehand, therefore the Shmir Shabbos paskins over here, Mutter lepotcha b'Shabbos, you're allowed to open it up on Shabbos, Gam im chelko atach l'nifrad meno im p'tichato, even though you were going to separate it from the neck of the bottle cap when opening it up. And that's why Rosh Shlomo Zalman held by clear plastic, it is going to mit be mutter to open up on Shabbos. Others say even within Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he held that lechatchila one should open up before Shabbos, but one has what to rely on to go ahead and open it up on Shabbos. The plastic ones, Rav Yashuv was famous for being machmer here, even by the plastic ones. Others were machmer by the plastic ones, Rav Dayan Fisher. Dayan Fisher was known to be very makel when opening up bottles. Even metal caps he held his mutter. So much so that they say Dayan Fisher used to walk around in kiddushes and go ahead and open up bottles himself to show that he held that it was absolutely mutter to go ahead and do on Shabbos. So this is a major machlokas, a poskim, on what to do. Once again, as we've seen so many times, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is the middle shita. Metal caps, no. Plastic caps, yes. Rav Avadya, all caps are good. Dayan Fisher, all caps are good. Rav Yashav held, all caps are no good. Ad kan for today.